engaged in conversation or dialogue in the written format, whether it be making jokes, making funny comments. I went through kind of like a mean phase. I got hurt a lot. My heart got hurt. Someone just really infiltrated my life and just didn't treat me. It happens to everybody, I come to realize now. Sometimes a lot, right? So I'm a little bit, I'm like a scaredy cat now. There's like people, I finally met this DJ I really, really like. Maybe I'll play, yeah, that's a good idea. Play a tune that I discovered from a Resident Advisor podcast, 3% left, and then I'll find, I couldn't find the news article I liked. Not that I liked, no, I did find it, right? But so this one, I'm going to have to search my library, and then I'll be, hopefully we'll get some more mail, something in the slot. Maybe someone will just, like, chuck a photo in randomly. Now, now I'm getting ideas. As I'm here and get to do this amazing thing, maybe I can surprise Ross that I could drop by his show next week, which is really nice of him. I always like what he plays. So he's going to play in some STP. Me and him have a similar taste in music. Some of my favorite songs ever. So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to be yelling again while talking loud because I'll be away from the mic trying to charge my phone to have some entertainment for you guys. But talk about perfect pop songs. Like, and this video, I'll be honest with you, this video kind of have an upskirt fetish because of this video. It wasn't, it's not a bad thing. It's like you come of age, you form a, you know, you and like you see things that are erotic and you're just like, huh, and they just stay with you and hopefully they're good things. And this is a great, cute, amazing pop song.
Time she goes, but wanted to be sure I know. She hopes we can be friends. I think, yeah, I guess we can say I, but didn't seem to ask her why. She blocked her eyes and drew the curtains. The knots I've got yet to untie. What if I were wearing your black jeans? What if I was even living to know me? Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. And looking for some parallel, and feeling that scheme. We said goodbye before hello. My secret she won't ever know. And if I dig a hole to channel, I'll catch the first jump to Soho. What if I were Romeo in black jeans? What if I was Hamlet, not man? Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with. Sometime from now you'll bow to pressure. Some things in life you cannot measure by degrees. I'm between the poles and the equator. Don't send no private investigator to find me, please. Unless he speaks Chinese, I can dance like a snail on the seas. Okay. Maybe she's just
love that song. No Myth, Michael Penn. I'm going to, again, step away. I don't know if you'll be able to hear me. I'm going to bet the acoustics in here are pretty good. There's a guitar sitting here. I might play like the only beginning of a song. It's a beautiful beginning of a song. You ever like playing the guitar? You're like, I'm going to try to learn this. A girl I was seeing back on the East Coast, she could play. I'm going to play this song too. She could play both hands Ani DeFranco, and that's like the first song on her first album ever. Whoa. If I get my phone charged, I will play. I saw her in Syracuse. This amazing painter I was dating at a great, great theater there. Well, I was talking about that. Yeah, I got into a conversation at Outside Lands about best shows. I get in this conversation more often now. And, there's like three answers for me. Like, OC's at the Eagle, Jenny Lewis at the Warfield. Actually, but then you have like Ziggy Marley, Black Crowes, Saratoga, a lot of stuff. Many, many great clubbing experiences to Ben Juan Sergio in Detroit. Santa Cruz. Antibalas at Moe's. I fired my job because I went out drinking with the band after, and they let me back because I'm good at sales, but then I effed that up too. I was like. drinking heavily, but I love that place, and the boss is super nice. Shows, Black Crow, Landmark Theater, I saw Ani DeFranco, and I also saw my second concert ever, the Black Crows, at this beautiful theater. It's also in a beautiful theater, went to, with some friends, went to Chicago with a couple of girlfriends and someone I'd been dating for a while, and we went to we had stopped dating. I decided had this conversation last night. I don't like cheating, and I just like honesty, and because I've been on both sides of the thing, right? And So, there was a late night with a girl named Kendra when I was dating someone else, but things ended, but we were still friends. I tried to just treat her the same, right, as I always had without the smoochy stuff, and so we went, didn't start off that great, because we picked our friend up at the bar drunk, and then no one could drive a manual but me, so it was 10-hour drive, and it was my first time in Chicago. Since been two or three times since then, but we went to this beautiful old theater and saw Paul Oakenfold and Dave Ralph. I'll never forget opening for him. Like, just like comes out and just like looks at the crowd, and everybody was like super stoked. It was like when dance music was really first starting to hit. Well, let's say this new incarnation of dance music. What is dance music, right? I'm sure I'll talk about that in other shows. We went to this beautiful old theater, and I'll never forget Dave Ralph just like looks over the crowd, and he's got a beer bottle in his hand, and he just gets in and he just like lights it up, and it was great, super cool vibes, as the vibes are always when I go to shows in the Bay Area, anywhere really, usually, right? So again, I'm gonna try to charge my phone. This is not the balcony. Rocker Smooth is not here. He was gracious enough, as I'm getting to learn the ropes here at Radio Valencia. This is Fiat Chase. So I'm going to be on tomorrow with some more good stuff. Lot less talking. I'm having some. I thought the 45 was going to play. So maybe when I get my phone charged, I'll play that, the song I was going to play in both hands, but in the meantime, hopefully get some more mail in the slot. So I'll just be, like, loud across the room, making stuff up. Maybe I'll, like, pull this guitar off the wall, and it'll be really, really quiet, unless the acoustics are amazing here, and strum to entertain you. Walk around reading George Packer again. Gonna look for my phone charger.
Hey, guitar on the wall, how tuned are you? Let's see. I sound like, you know, like, I can sound like I play guitar, but I can't. Oops. Nope, not that in tune. It is beautiful out. I planned on going to the beach today. I worked last night. You're getting like, sometimes you just, I lose perspective on my life. How great it is. I was all in self-pity the other night, late night, in my room. And I was like, there's no one in town. It's like crushes. Like, only my crush. And I was like, one of them that I want to run into. And then, of course, like the next day, I run into like a bunch of people that I like. Where is my... Oh, I think I know where it is. We're going to have stuff, more music. I think I put it in a hat here. Yes, it is. Man, I really thought, but I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play Coming Up, Lo-Fi version on this special edition Happy Horse Shit. It's going to be the 45 I wanted to play, and also Both Hands by Ani DiFranco. My mentor does not like Ani DiFranco. She said she's not her favorite. And I have a feeling it's not a conversation that me and her are going to see eye to eye on. So I'm looking for a... I think I see. It's going to get great, you guys. And I did bring some other less heavy reading material. I didn't bring the Book of Poems. I didn't bring the Book of Poems. So, live, real-time, organic human, Fiat Chase is at 1%.
I'm going to put my headphones back on. Now I'm probably going to yell again. I'm going to go across the room, get a notebook of mine. So happy to be... Although I've only met 3 DJs here so far, and they have been amazing. Scott was like listening. I was on like South Bend Nass the other day, coming by last Tuesday, and a song I really like. Scott has this great show, and so I told him that I like punk. If you look at my show description, as I said on air recently, I'm gonna make... Beach Malt is, yes, something that I made up, but it can be totally a genre, right? Like, nowadays, where everyone's, like, destroying genres. It's great. I was going to play some Twigs today. I hope everyone is having a great... This kind of came up at a thing I was at yesterday. A great Women's History Month. A lot of my heroes now, most of my heroes are women. Delia Derbyshire. You gotta be real particular how this guy I was giving a walk towards San Francisco, and he's like anyone, they were just giving me shit, taking the piss is what they call it across the pond, right? And he's like, anyone that says Derbyshire, it's Delia Derbyshire. If you guys know what industrial music is, I'm sure this is probably a savvy listening audience. So Delia Derbyshire was in a book I've been reading by Cozy Fanny Tutti called Resisters, and it's about Marjorie Kemp, who is like a 16th century, I want to say, mystic, who would really gives you some perspective. For like, I feel like if I had a book to recommend, it'd be much better if I had a hopefully I have a nice lady friend guest on, but I feel like, especially in this day and age, it's like probably Well, no, this is fine, right? I mean, fuck, I don't like really PC stuff. I try to be respectful of everyone. Like, I just think, feel like that's what quote-unquote woke is, and I get, like, overcorrecting PC-ness. That's, I feel like that annoys everybody. But whatever, I'm tired of talking about stuff like that particular topic in general, but I'm a comedian, so it does come up. I started to, like, overcorrect myself and be like, it'd be nicer to have a woman tell us about what books they like for Women's History Month. True, yes. And in addition to that, the male perspective of understanding the trials and tribulations, women bring us so much joy and love, and then have just been historically oppressed, and then you run into somebody like Cozy Fanny 2D, super cool and interesting, or Marina Abramovich, and a million. Someone asked me one time, more, if you could, it just was like great, and I was thinking, I'm all over the place. You can't wait till the fungus starts. I was thinking, like, some of the things I might talk about today, in addition, everything's about music, right? So, for me anyway. I was thinking about some of the things I might talk about and thinking about women I was going to put on my playlist. But Industrial Records, started by Cozy Fanny Tutti and Genesis Peorage. What do I say? I did go way off topic. Someone asked me, I was thinking on the bus about what I was going to talk about and what happy horse shit is. I think I was thinking about, and I asked, pose that, what do you folks think it is? And I was walking with my friend one time in Santa Cruz, where I live for a while. Wonderful, amazing place. Some of the best times of my life. And someone was like, what is happiness to you? And I was like, a wet tennis ball flying at my head. And just literally just popped into my head. I think that's why I'm a decent comic, because I can kind of riff off the cuff. Maybe that's why I'll be a decent radio DJ for Radio Valencia once I learn how to do everything smoothly. And then what I was thinking also along with that, am I a wet tennis ball flying at everyone's head right now? The guitar is out of tune. I want to hear reds from some George Packer. I promise to play you. I know my phone's going to play this couple songs for me. It's cliffhanger. What 45 do I think is just... I mean, you know when you get like those songs that like nothing else sounds like... Okay, so like Goodbye Horses, the She Just Lost Her Life, Kyo Lazarus, really, really, really interesting woman, interesting story. A lot of us music fans know some of the backstory behind that. Was like a blue-collar worker who also seemed to like an amazing artist, and she's like an adventurer and just like a liver of life. And I was talking about how I look up to animals, doggies, and little tykes, little kids, that they're just like so boundless for like yes, like new adventure, like every day. There's this one guy that I like to, he has some like recovery podcasts, and he's just like, he kind of comes back to the same themes, and they're great themes, and then keeps expanding on them. He's like, you know, my golden years were when I was like 5 years old. He's like, I was in the sandbox, I was perfectly in the moment, I wasn't worried about if I was going to be in the sandbox tomorrow. So I, in the last few years, been getting more spiritually healthy and happier, and built this great big life for myself, got to do traveling. Basically, last year I had like one of the best, like, I think there was like five top years of my life, top 10, 5 years, in like last year, probably slotted in at probably like number 3 or 4. And this year could be, if I stay out of my own way, now that I have a get to play music for y'all, could be that as well. Could just keep getting better. But yeah, I'm going way, way off the rails. Started talking about Women's History Month and seeing Ani DeFranco, and then it got into Cozy Fanny 2T and Delia Derbyshire. But a good a good book I can recommend. I'm not through it all the way. I'm not so great at finishing books nowadays. But Reese Sisters by Cozy Fanny Tutti, true artist, and really made me think. I was talking about a gentleman I like that works at a bookshop, of like what what wonderful ladies throughout history have had to go through. And I didn't know what the word misogyny really meant, and I try not to do stuff like this on social media anymore, but I was like, oh, I can be sexist once in a while, every once in a while, and like, and I think I meant more like, but I said misogynistic, and I'm like, oh God, now I found like, I freaking love and revere women, and a question, like the wet tennis ball flying in my head, someone asked me, outside a flower stand a while, years and years ago, and it's one of those things, like, I just knew it, but I never thought of it, really. Like, we have our, like, crushes, celebrity or otherwise, in person in the moment, but she's like, if you could sleep with one woman in history, who would it be? And I said Josephine Baker, like, and just came out, and she's like, good one! Like, yeah, cool, like, you know, interesting life, artist, just... Some people just, I feel like, have that vibe. I know people like this where you're just like, you know that they're determined and they're righteous and they are not perfect. They're having a kick out of life and they're just going to do it their way and they don't see any boundaries. Who's someone else that I look up to? I don't know. I'm hoping my phone charges. I don't have any CDs. I have like a couple. I don't know. Might do some. Should I give you guys a break and have some dead air? It's not like I don't think have things to say, but everything. I thought at least one thing would work. That was the goal today. It's like, you know, like, okay, the phone's going to work. No, the dongle, I don't think. I'm new on the board here. Can get that. Don't have any CDs. I don't know why. I think I might know. I'm gonna yell again. I'm gonna take my headphones off. I think I might know. Troubleshooting on the fly with the levels. I think I wasn't really looking at the mixer. So I'm gonna try. It's been a cliffhanger. One of the coolest songs ever, I think. I started to go off on a tangent of, like, I do that once in a while, but today it's especially bad because I did not expect to not have my, basically be able to play music. So it's been lo-fi, I worked for a while, and my phone died. So I'm going to go and say, I think it could be a volume on the mixer deal. I'm going to try to play, it's been a cliffhanger so far on Happy Horse Shit. One of the coolest songs ever. Let's see if I can get it to work. I'm going to try it. I'm going to fade out for a sec, see what happens.
Thank you. clear. Still looking for that blue jean baby queen. Prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen. Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on.
David Essex. Rock on. Love that song. Nothing else sounds like that. That's how it started going off on, like, Goodbye Horses, Kilo Zaros. Like, what else sounds like that? Now I have trailblazing woman, cool, interesting woman, lived in my hometown for a while. I have a great story that if anyone's listening? I hope you're not. You're probably listening for a while. Great story about Grace Jones. So I think that my phone is charged a little bit. I'm going to do a little lo-fi. Now, I heard this song, this version of the song, first at Divas, like 10 years ago, like 6 in the morning. This is a lovely, cool, awesome, great song. It's going to come in lo-fi. And then I'm going to go back. I'm going to throw, like, Steve Martin comedy skit that I probably heard, but I don't know. I just found a Steve Martin comedy album, maybe some Jackson Brown, some DJ TF, Get Physical, maybe. We will see how, hopefully the lo-fi is coming in good. I'm so happy the turntables are working, getting used to the board. You are listening not to The Balcony, but Fiat Chase. I'll be on tomorrow, 4 to 6. You're listening to Happy Horse Shit now, and you will be listening to Happy Horse Shit tomorrow at 4 p.m. I'm going to play a freaking amazing, innovative tune. It was innovative way back. It was probably, what, like 40s, and now this version is stunning, and I love it. Hold on. It's going to be dead air for a second. Hold on.
Ah! up in it. I wanna croon with you beneath the lamp of sun. I got to be the one with you.
Watching your chest rise up. and fall like the tides of my life. And the rest of it all in your bones have been my bed frame, and your flesh has been my pillow. I've been waiting for sleep to offer up the deep with both hands. Oh, with both hands. The shadow we grew less and less tall, and eventually our theories couldn't explain it all. And I'm recording our history now on the bedroom wall, and when we leave the landlord will come and paint over it all. And I'm walking out in the rain, and I am listening to the low moan of the dial tone again, and I am getting nowhere with you, and I can't let it go, and I can't get through. Your eyes. I am writing graffiti on your body. I am drawing the story of how hard we tried. How hard we tried. How hard we tried.
Alright, Grace Jones, I need DeFranco. I need to charge my phone again. But I will go over and play a record maybe. Found a Jackson Browne record. He was in the Laurel Canyon music scene. I read most of a book called Hotel California about that. Seemed pretty cool. Lots of great music made in the 70s. Tender as a Night, just like a cute, like, I think that's on this album. But another 45, let's see, kind of one I don't even, I'm going to make it more arty in the future when I know what's going on, but, like, planned stuff I haven't listened to. Played a song the other day that I'd only listened to once before. It was cool. Alright, we're lo-fi today. It's not the balcony, it's me stepping away from the microphones and talking about... No, let's do... Actually, no. Here, this album cover is great. First, though, Madonna. I think Ross snapped a great picture of me the other day. I was so happy. Huge Madonna fan from... We'll play something. Then maybe some Steve Martin. From... Some remixes, Johnny Jewel's label, Italians Do It Better. Everything about this is great. Butter from Him and Desire. I'm going to go with, I don't know. I think Borderline. Side 4, Borderline. This is by Bark Disco. Borderline. Side 4. Think I can find it. You should see these records. They're so beautiful. Side 4. Borderline. Modana. We're going to do it. I got the turntables working. I'm charging my phone. Fiat Chase. Still learning the ropes. So this is Bark Bark Disco's version of Borderline.
Stop playing with my heart. Finish what you start with.
Rocker Smooth. This has been Fiat Chase. Happy horse shit. Standing in for the balcony. I will be on here tomorrow 4 to 6. Less technical difficulties. But I hope you enjoyed and have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Iron Park. Props up to your brother. Rest in peace, man. So it is a short round around. It's a short trip around the sun. So make the best of it, folks. All right. Maybe not the best song to play after that, but this is going to be De La Soul with Ghetto Thang because I want to keep some hip hop going. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
A bitch and ginger often torn and shattered and hard to stitch. Negative the attitude that runs the show when the stage is the G-H-E-T-T-O. Which is the one to blame when bullets blow? Either Jane or John or Joe. But Joe can't shoot a gun. He's always drunk. And Peter's pimping Jane and John's a punk. Infested all the halls, also the brain. Daddy's broken down from ghetto pains. Mommy's flying hot. The truth is shown. The kids are all alone. Cause it's just a ghetto thing. Who ranks the baddest brother, the one to rule? This title is sought by the coolest fool. Define coolest fool, easy, the one who needs attention in the largest span and loves to lead. Always found at the jams, but never dance. Just provoke violence due to one glance. The future plays no matter just the present flow. And the greeting place is the G-H-E-T-T-O. Lies are pointed strong into your skull. Deep within your brain, against the walls. To hide or just erase a glowing note of how to use the ghetto as a scapegoat. Truth from True Boy's mouth is here to scar those who blame the G for all the sauce. So open up your fence and record well, cause this is where we stand for the truth teller. Ghetto gained a ghetto name from ghetto ways. Now there could be some ghetto gangs and ghetto play. If ghetto thing can have its way and ghetto rage, then there must be some ghetto love and ghetto change. Though confident they keep it kept, we know for fact they lie like ghettos fall, cause people laugh. To see that they must all get out the ghetto hole, the truth they never told, cause it's just a ghetto thing. When they blow out the cake candles, and if so, is it for the sunken truth which could arise from out the characters in which the ghetto hides? Roses in the rank supply, no show relief. Granted, it's planted by no show belief. Killing feed off your own brother man has quickly been adopted as the master plan. Posses of our people have yet to provoke freedom or death to them. It's just a joke. What causes this defect? I don't know. Maybe it's the G-H-E-T-T-O.
but never dealt with. Buildings crumbling to the ground. Impact noise is silent sound. But who's the one to say this life is wrong when ghetto life is chosen strong? We seem to be misled about our dreams, cause dreams ain't what it seems when it's just the ghetto fact.
here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth, and No Bed Music right now. That was a double shot from De La Soul with Ghetto Thing and Say No Go. They are that album, 3 Feet High and Rising, and Paul's Boutique were like the two records that just broke sampling, where you just really had to start paying for it all. That record has so many samples in it. That song just has so many samples in it. It's amazing. All right, guys, I'm glad everyone was with me this week. I'm not cutting out early. I'm just training another DJ, so I'm going to play a long banger here so I can explain the exit strategy. Hopefully, I'll catch back up with you either next week or at 11:55 in 20 minutes. So, we'll see. Either way, guys, thanks so much. I really appreciate you listening to the show all the time. Everyone take care of each other this week. This is going to be the aforementioned, yet again, the JBs. This is When You Feel It, Grunt If You Can. And this is their audition tape for James Brown. This was recently reproduced or remastered by Mario Caldado Jr., the Beastie's producer. Oh my God, the soundtrack is killing me. I love this echo. All right, guys, check this out. This is an amazing jam. This is not their original music, by the way. This is just an audition tape. So they're just basically showing off for James Brown. All right, guys, enjoy it. We'll see you next week. We'll be right back.